This is a HeadGum Original.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What is it like to, you know, interact with fans, Jeff? You have fans, right?
No. So, Amir has fans, and then sometimes they can't get to him, so they DM me.
I get DM sometimes too now. It's kind of interesting. It's like a...
Danny has fans.
Like Kevin Bacon. Amir's the new Kevin Bacon, I feel like.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
They used to call you Amir Bacon.
No, they didn't.
No one's ever seen that. Just so you know, on this show, it's okay to break. It's okay to like laugh.
Yeah. He clearly didn't think that was funny. Why would it be funny to... They used to call you Amir Bacon is the joke you think he was stifling laughter for.
On a Friday afternoon, sun's out.
Before a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer Friday, 4:15 p.m. Yeah.
First in studio LA episode ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is big. Wow. I mean, I'm almost willing to risk the losing the ad revenue. Should we get it started?
Yeah. Does that mean you're going to play a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Because usually it, over Zoom, you can sort of cut out the unnecessary like searching. So it's cool to see how, see it live like this.
You also know the soundboard inside and out, so I don't know why.
Right, I added
so
a couple
long.
New ones, and they're all colored kind of incoherently. Yeah. So, everybody here, everybody here, let's get it right. Get started, come on. Get
it started, come on. Get it started. Yeah.
So no ad revenue now. YouTube's gonna flag that.
Yeah.
But we should introduce our guest, special guest Sally Dar Griffin from TikTok. You know her from the internet. You know her from offline. If your friends are watching this,
yeah, I'll send it to them. Yeah.
I mean, what a ride it's been. I was in New York for 4 months. I'm back in Los Angeles. We're in studio. It feels good.
Yeah, feels great.
We have a lot to get to.
Yeah, we do.
But before that, do you want to plug your stuff up top?
Sure. My name is Sally Dar Griffin.
Is Dar Griffin your last name or is Dar your middle name?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So it's a double name. I'm from Tennessee. So double names are like a big Southern thing.
Knoxville?
No, Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Yeah.
I literally met like 3 people from Chattanooga in Colorado last weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Everybody's cool from there.
Did they all have 3
names?
They're
both like outdoorsy and like makes sense that they would be there. No, I mean, a few people do, but not everyone.
And so you're, well, if somebody asks you your name, you say Sally Dar.
Mm-hmm. It's like Mary Catherine or like.
I see. Yeah.
The Dar just throws people because like who's ever heard of that?
Right. Dar is a unique one. Also, do you have a middle name or is it just 2 first names and a last?
It's if I filled out an application, it would be first name Sally, middle name Dar, last name Griffin. So Dar technically is my middle name, but I go by both.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. I'm caught up.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Tulane in New Orleans.
Tulane.
Yeah.
NOLA. Rutgers.
It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, man. We have to get to know each other on air. Otherwise, you know, there's no intimacy. We don't feel comfortable with ourselves. Yeah. But you know what? Let's just get into some waxing here and it'll come up naturally.
Nothing is coming up naturally so far.
Well,
so
I'm coming excited. Up Jeff.
Yeah. Naturally is his middle name, aka his second name. So it's Jeff Naturally James.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
No.
Oh. It is Naturally. I don't know. I mean, my name's strange, so.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, anything.
Let's talk about your rise to stardom.
Stardom.
Was it post-COVID lockdown?
So TikTok was my main thing that got me going, for those who don't know. I was posting on TikTok a little bit before the pandemic, but March 2020 and through the summer is like when I really blew up on TikTok.
Wow. So would you say the pandemic is the best thing that's ever happened to you personally?
Yeah. Like that's awesome. I'm not trying to be insensitive. Obviously, it's horrible. But I was talking about...
It was
about
the year of Dar. That's what they're calling
really?
It.
I was talking about it with like my friends and they're like, yeah, like the pandemic, like really, like I hate to say it, but like it was kind of good. Like we met all of our friends, whatever. And I was like, no, it's actually, it's the best thing that ever happened to me in like a very horrible way. But
you became
it was.
A Dar. You became a Hollywood Dar.
Yeah.
Darling, yeah. Actually, I joined TikTok during the pandemic as well. Didn't quite go viral / famous / live in a hype house for it, But I do have 100,000 followers on there. So I would say that, yes, it too changed the trajectory of my self-esteem slash career. But mm-hmm. I'm curious how...
Definitely not career. Nothing's changed in your career.
Yeah.
Like, well, Gumball just got a bunch of funding, but that's not because of you.
No, that's
because of Marty.
Yeah, business-wise. Right. Yeah.
Andrew Pyle.
Right.
Jake did a lot.
So you had TikTok before the pandemic, but mm-hmm. it kind of blew up during the pandemic.
Yeah, like, I was posting, but not consistently, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And then when I was... So I moved home to Tennessee for, like, X amount of months. So I was living with my parents, didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And so I was just, like, posting every day.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Right, which is the hardest thing to do, but it worked. And... yeah, here I am.
And did you move out to LA because of TikTok, or were you already out here?
No. I originally moved out here August 2019 for film school and then was here until March 2020, moved home, moved back August 2020. So I don't really count that first part because I didn't really do anything in LA.
Yeah. Didn't move the needle. Yeah, a lot of people can't hack it in Hollyweird during their first summer. I remember considered leaving as well, but...
You grew up in Encino.
Right. I guess what I was going to ask you, or getting to ask you, was, do you remember your first viral clip on TikTok? And then how big are we talking? Million? 10 million?
Here's the thing. It's like I've made a lot of friends through TikTok, and a lot of them are like, oh, this one video is what propelled me.
Right.
For me, it wasn't a certain video. It was just like a series of videos. I used to make all of these videos sitting in my bathtub, and it was just those back to back to back, and they all kind of had like a through line.
Yeah.
And none of those were like...
Is that you on purpose, Jeff, or did you just not...
Sorry,
put
my
your
sister's
phone on,
texting me about whether or not she wants to move to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
No,
Los Angeles.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't one video that did it. Like, obviously there were some that were better than others, but it was really just like the whole like bathtub series that I was known for. And like some of them had 100,000 views, some of them had like a million or whatever. But it was just that whole time.
But it was comedy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like dancing, singing, lip dubbing.
No.
Or like that.
No shade to that. Love it. Get your bag. But I cannot dance for
same.
My life.
Yeah. You have a lot of dancing ones in your drafts that you showed me.
I can't build up the gumption to pull the trigger and post these things.
I think that one would go viral.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because I got one to WAP where I'm sort of humping the ground. I have a few to ratchet, bougie, catchy. And I'm sort of humping the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just humping the ground in all of these.
Yeah.
The problem is it's to completion. And I feel like TikTok would definitely.
Of course, because that's pornography.
Flag
at that
it.
Point, obviously.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I was going to say, obviously. Yeah. Right.
So don't ever pull the trigger. Don't have the gumption. Don't ever post it.
Major key alert. Self censor, right?
There's no way that has to be. The audio of your drops are so loud in our ears.
Well,
I
Ferris
want
gonna,
you to,
our,
yeah,
audio
I want him to not normalize
down.
That so right. that they can feel what we feel, which is it being at a 9 and then us talking at a 3.
That's going to be bad for audio.
Yes, exactly. But I want everyone else to experience what it feels like to sit across from you and hear your poison.
I don't know if you haven't heard enough of the show to know one of the through lines, which is that I'm trying to get wise, which, you know, can manifest in various audiobooks on tape. Can manifest in me having heart-to-hearts with my friends, trying to get to know one another on a higher plane of consciousness. And so that also lends itself to talking about the news in an interesting way.
We sort of abandoned the TikTok thing because, like, she said that she started posting, but I didn't really get to understand how Sally like made it out here and what she ended up doing on TikTok.
No,
it's not
sure.
that interesting.
You sort of inserted yourself and threw the conversation away and then made it about you becoming
wise.
Right?
Yes.
Which is it's a not wise thing to do is steamroll the show like that as the host.
No, I was going to talk about the Amazon MGM merger.
Right. Who cares?
Right. Who cares?
Yeah, that's so irrelevant.
So TikTok first.
All right. Yeah.
And then what was kind of the next big thing?
Right.
Yeah. So I moved back August 2020, kept posting on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then January 2021, I moved in with some of my internet friends and kind of not hype house quite. So,
right.
But more
but like
so
a
like content.
Creative. Collective.
Yeah.
And that we made some videos. It was more fun than it was productive, but met a lot of people through the internet, some of my best friends. And really, since then, just been posting. I mean, I post everywhere. I tweet. I make vlogs. I post on Instagram. But TikTok is what started it all. And now I'm full-time content creator, I suppose.
That's cool.
Awesome.
And it's mostly on TikTok that you your source of...
Yeah. If I didn't have TikTok, I wouldn't be full-time.
Wow.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're rep by CAA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Boulangerie Mackerel.
I used to have a...
which is sort of a boutique agency.
I used to have an agent as well. Yeah.
What's that?
I used to have an agent as well, is all. But
you fired them. They dropped you.
It was sort of a mutually agreed upon parting of ways slash distancing, ghosting in a way where they sort of take longer and longer to respond to your emails and texts until they don't respond at all.
I think it's like a big flex to not have an agent or a manager.
Right? Yeah. I think it is.
Like,
it's
people
a big flex if you're successful.
Yeah.
But you haven't had an audition in 3 years and you haven't staffed ever.
So like I'm doing the secret style where I'm like, let's put out there the shit that I want to like flex to the world without necessarily the means of being able to flex it. So like buying a car that I cannot afford. Right. I have that, and now it'll get, like, whatever, impounded default taken away from me. I don't have representation, which is kind of a cool move. Like, you know how Bill Murray is like, I don't have an agent, just call me.
Right.
But they don't do the calling me part.
Right.
For
me. And, yeah.
And they're ruining your life, by the way.
In a way.
I'm on Zillow right now. Your home just popped up pre-foreclosure.
Yep. Yep. That's all sort of tied into the same situation.
Yeah. Let's talk dating in L.A. for a second. I feel like a big part of your brand... Well, some of my favorite talks that you've done,
is the one where you
pretend to have a boyfriend.
God, are you talking about Ted Cruz?
No, the one where you're like, say, like it just completely sounds unnatural. And you're like, baby. And then like all your friends crack up.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why that became a thing. I think that there are like certain things that sell very well online. People love to know about dating.
Yeah.
And like that's why you see these like cringy relationship videos that do well. And you're like, why are these doing well? I don't get it. But it's because people like knowing that. Because that's like the thing that like I would never share that online. But the people that do, it's like, oh, I'm going to eat that up because I kind of hate watch it.
Yeah.
So like I think I do that because... I know that people kind of like that, but I would never tell the truth. So I just like make up something.
That's interesting.
The comedy angle of it.
Yeah. So I pretended to like date Ted Cruz and some people like genuinely thought that I was like the side piece. And I was like, no, it was a joke.
Yeah. If they show your clip to enough people, like you'll just get morons in the lot as well. So like here's 10 million people, like 1,000 of them will think you dated Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Right? And that's fine. Hey, if they're interacting with my content, I'll take it.
You think Ted saw it?
I don't know. Well, what's interesting is that his daughter joined TikTok and then people started tagging me in one of her videos.
Oh my God.
I was like, I feel like if anyone's seen it, it's probably her. But like I made those videos like a few months ago and then she joined like, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah. She have two names too.
So I don't know. What'd you say?
Does she have two names too?
I don't think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome that she doesn't have two names. Mm-hmm.
Are you paying attention or no?
I honestly saw a fly.
We wax dating on this show a lot, but I'm way too honest.
Yeah, you are way too honest.
Yeah. How's your love life?
I don't have to talk about it.
Right.
It's just
please.
I mean, you still Avital still has that side piece, right? Speaking of.
Yeah, I'm in a thruple that's not even a thruple technically. It's just like my partner is dating someone else that I'm not too fond of right now, but
right. He's a personal trainer.
Yep.
For the stars. So he's
6'4".
6'4".
Jacked. Yeah. Absolutely jacked.
Jeez.
My ribs like hurt from trying to surf 3 weeks ago, but his are fine.
Right.
And he surfs all the time. I think it's when you work out enough, nothing necessarily penetrates the muscles and gets to the bone bruising that I deal with on a near constant basis. Like, even laying down hurts at this point.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw your girlfriend or your partner?
Weeks ago, yeah. Todd's taking her all around the world. But I see them on Instagram stories, Instagram Live.
And yeah. TikTok. Still the stories? Or
I have a Finsta because she...
blocked you.
Put the kibosh on... What's my name on there? Amir, I think it is.
It's just Adam Amir.
Yeah. So I guess... That's also kind of a cool flex. So my Instagram name is just my first name.
It is. What do you think about that? That's cool.
Yeah.
You got on like very early. When was Instagram? Was it like 2011?
Yeah.
2010,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So you just got in there.
Despite being young and hip, I'm still like old enough that I did the early adoption for Instagram.
Yeah, but you're not the first thing.
What's that?
You said despite being young and hip. You're old and your hip hurts. It's time for Bond of the Week.
Couldn't hear you because it was too
loud. It's time for Bond of the Week, I said. It'll be mixed down. so Daniel Craig is out as the new Bond, as the old Bond. and we don't know who the new Bond is. Mm-hmm. So every week on this show, we cast our choice for the next 007, right. the next James. And this week, my pick is Melissa Urban.
Nice.
She created Whole 30.
Who cares?
Oh. Yeah, you know Whole 30?
No, I don't.
You don't know Whole 30?
No. Also, who cares? Yeah.
It's this like 30-day diet, and you like don't
yes,
have anything processed.
Diet.
No sugar.
It's a nutritionist.
No sauce.
Is that the one where people like eat Brussels sprouts for breakfast? Isn't
Probably.
That the one?
It's like you can't have any. The only sauce you can have is amino acids and mustard. But you can have ghee. Do you know about ghee?
Ghee.
Clarified butter.
Yeah, you know about ghee.
And let me clarify that this butter sucks. And your nutritionist pick to be the Bond of the week, it's never going to fly. There's no way she could pull off the action.
She's
sequences.
Already at the top of the fitness industry. Now she has to branch out. It's about having multiple streams of income. Right. Have you ever had ghee?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Stop.
You must not know about ghee. You must not know about ghee. Take some cream and churn that bish. Matter of fact, you might even clarify it. Baby, you must not know about ghee. You must not know about ghee.
God, he has
you can
three
eat
verses
it even on Whole 30. So don't you ever for a second get to thinking butter's healthier.
That was good.
You don't have to lie. It was pretty bad.
I see. So Bond of the Week was a way into talking about the Whole 30 creator, which was a way into ghee, which you wrote because you ran out of words that rhymed with me for that specific Beyonce song. Is the walk
you
we
can
took
say
to
however
get
long this diatribe is going to be, I'm going to edit it out.
Yeah, I'm done.
We should probably take a break.
Probably.
No, the energy soured after that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. We agree. Actually, we agree.
Oh, that's
oh,
good.
That was
actually way better than.
Yeah.
It was as good.
Better than
it was a little
did.
Less bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Sucks. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to get into some segments. Welcome back. How familiar are you guys with Limp Bizkit?
I'm aware of them, yeah.
Yeah, I know the name. That's cool. About it.
Well, this is a segment I like to call...
It's going to keep going on. It's a long
it's
one.
It's long,
yeah. It's not
yeah,
even halfway over, I don't think.
You should
think.
Trim it down.
There's no way you can't control the volume.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. It's starting to wrap up.
I like to call this segment Durst Traps.
Now you can talk because, again, it was too loud even yeah. during the applause.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It goes on too long.
Yes.
Yeah, you agree.
I know.
We've talked to you about this
I know,
so many times.
To edit it, I'd have to download it.
Oh, we meant the entire show. I wasn't talking about that specific thing.
Yeah.
I meant the run of the podcast.
So you want it to be like a daily long. Show, like the daily
I
show?
I want it to be over, have run its course, and now we're doing something else.
This is Durst Traps. You guys are familiar with thirst traps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you post a photo for those who don't know of you when you look kind of hot. Fred Durst to me, to mine eyes, is not that unattractive of a man. But
he used in the mid 90s, you guys were born in the 90s, but I was sort of coming of age during this time.
Yeah.
And as a teenager, he was considered very cool and yes, indeed, quite hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've pulled up a couple photos of Fred Durst, and I thought we could kind of come to a consensus vote whether or not it's a thirst trap or not.
Okay.
Whether it's hot enough to call it a Durst trap.
Okay.
All right,
here
we go.
This is cool. We're using the live medium.
Yeah. We have a lot of tech that we can play with now.
That's cool.
Also, usually I have the defense mechanism of being on Zoom where the ambient awkwardness doesn't affect me, but
yeah.
now I feel like genuinely bad as a person.
Yeah,
that
that's interesting.
In
that's a fun little new dynamic slash wrinkle about
yeah.
the show.
And there, we also have Narragansett beer if anybody wants a can.
Sorry,
here's
did
the first
you sell
one.
That as like branded content?
Hmm?
you mentioned a beer right now. That's not like an ad that HeadGum sold. You just, yeah. They sent
it's,
you
it's
beer.
A, it's a, I'm a brand ambassador for Narragansett, so they sent me beer.
Right.
Or I buy it and they re-imbierce me. here we go. This is the first one. What do we think? Is this a Durst trap?
No.
I feel like it is. Look at his smize.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Lights in his eyes.
And he has big hands and a cool tattoo.
Right.
He only has big hands, though, because it's like the
a fish
whatever.
Eye lens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
perspective.
Right.
No, if anything, he probably has small hands if he has to use that lens.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, I failed to mention we all have to come to an agreement.
I see.
Oh,
so
it's not.
I think it's not. We're split down the middle.
Wow. How do we do a tiebreaker of who determines?
Do you genuinely think this is a sexy photo?
Of Fred Durst? Yes.
In a vacuum, though. Not for Durst.
If you're ranking it from worst to Durst, this is closer to the latter for sure. I think it gets worst for Durst going for worst. We can have Casey, our in-house producer, sort of be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, vote. Casey, what do you think?
Hot or not?
Not.
Oh, all right.
Very
there you
good.
Have it.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Number two. Still in that Anaheim Angels hat, wearing what appears to be motocross gloves and an Under Armour under a baggy t-shirt. Also, he's snarling.
They have a shooting sleeve on?
Yeah, that's just one shooting sleeve.
He kind of looks like Mark Wahlberg meets Drake.
Yeah.
There's
he's
not
on
enough
stage
skin.
Where his... Like, that should be his happy place, but he looks angry.
Yeah. He's looking cool slash hard of it.
I'm going to go no.
No.
Nah, he looks like someone I'd meet at a local bar in my hometown.
Yeah, very good. What's that?
Didn't get to vote for that round.
Yeah, but it's already consensus. But yeah, if you want to throw in your...
God, it's tough to say.
Let's you don't
do
have
fast.
To be contrarian either.
Let's do it
just
fast.
Be contrarian.
So we got no, no, no. Mm. Then it comes down to me.
Right? No, yeah, it does not. Exactly. It already has come.
I'll say yes because the beard is full and good.
The beard is unkempt and ungroomed.
Also, I'm a huge Anaheim Angels.
Why?
Of Anaheim fan. Yeah. I think it's something about Tim Salmon, their old star player, that gets me intrigued slash turned on when I see this picture of Fred Durst. Next one.
So you're just imbuing the player onto him, and he's not the player. By
I just
the way.
Wanted to give a quick shout out because I don't know if we've referenced Tim Salmon on
we
any
have
of
not.
These.
We haven't, and probably
what about
never
Tim
will.
Tim Salmon Rushdie.
That's really good. Let's see the Here next picture. Go. Obviously not. Who is that?
Is there no? Are there no shirtless ones?
Is that Tony Clifton?
Yeah, this is not Fred Durst. No, it is Fred Durst. I think it's. It might be him dressed up as Robert Durst.
Oh.
Who's that?
He's a serial murderer.
Are they related?
I think they are vaguely related.
Are they? That's yeah. great. I love to hear that.
Wow. My manager reps Fred Durst, so maybe we should have got him to call in.
Yeah,
I used to have him.
This is not absolute. Actually, you know what? I might say yes to this one. Because there's that dirtbag chic thing that some guys do for Halloween, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
The most thirst trap out of all of these is the first one. Now I'm regretting my decision.
See, this is what I told you guys.
I didn't know they were going to get progressively worse.
They yes. all are in a vacuum. You can't do it relative
okay,
to the
okay.
other ones.
This
Here
one's
we go.
No.
This one's no.
Yeah. He's
See, now
a
small
fish
hand.
Now he's a Yankees
now
fan.
He's got a small hand. So yeah, joke's yeah. on us, I yeah. guess.
It also doesn't look like he knows how to ride the board.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
does
he definitely
he have
doesn't.
To.
Yeah.
I don't think he's more of a musician than a producer, obviously.
Right. Ideally, you're both like Johnny. Okay. No?
I don't think so. None of these are doing it for me.
I mean, I think in his eyes, this is a Durst trap. But to,
right. I think
but
all
to
of
the
these.
Public,
yeah.
the public sphere, no.
But again, his eyes are nice and blue in this photo. Mm-hmm. And his goatee or a soul patch situation.
It goes
what,
down
what
and becomes a throw tee.
Interesting.
One patch.
And then yeah. it becomes a blue tee that he's wearing. Yeah. Sort of becomes a hair shirt. I'll give this one a yay as well.
No way.
Yes, way.
Yahweh.
Actually. Okay, now he's
See,
back
now
to
we're
being,
talking a little bit, I think.
This is the new Durst, and he's
God,
thick.
He loves gloves. I didn't know.
He's absolutely thick. Do you guys know what that
Michael
jersey
Jackson.
Is?
No.
I think
you guys
he's pulling off
jersey?
The bucket hat. I think you can see in his eyes that he's less angry. Yeah. This is Durst in therapy.
Yeah, he's currently holding up a mic to his BetterHelp therapist. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I think your Zoom is frozen. That's a Bo Jackson jersey. So I guess he's from California. He's constantly repping California sports.
Yeah.
It's a cool sleeve. It's a fun hat. And again, his beard is full and his eyes are blue. I'm going to give it to Durst. Let's give him one fucking thirst trap.
Yeah, I'll give him that one too.
Yeah. All right.
I'm saying no to all of them, unfortunately.
Oh. I think this one's a quick no. He's angry.
He's a bad boy.
You know what I think my issue is before I move further? Is that I think that, well, thirst trap obviously is like a, or you can go to the next one. Thirst trap is like a more modern term, but thirst trap implies that it's like an intentional thing. So either you're taking them or you're giving your phone being like, no, take a hot photo of me.
Yeah.
And some of these, like, he doesn't even know they're being taken.
Right.
Mm.
So it doesn't feel intentional.
I think this one knows he's being taken. And I think he's actually hot in this one as well.
You said yes to every single one.
No, I sort of wasn't too fond of the Robert Durst one. The one where he looked like Andy Kaufman's alter ego, Tony Clifton. He was in some sort of weird suit. This one, I think, is an attractive photo of a man.
I think his face looks good.
I like that he's in a void. Like, we don't really know where he is.
Lollapalooza 2003. Right. This was shot in a TRL studio somewhere.
So, yay or nay?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm saying no.
I'll say no to this one.
I'm going to have to say yes.
Oh, really? So we got another tie.
All right, I'll just say yes then so we can move on.
Well, what about Casey? We'd like to have the tiebreaker.
No, because I think it's rude.
The real
that's what flipped it for me, because his face looks good, but he looks like, I don't want to hang out with that guy.
But I like the flipping of the bird where the second and fourth finger are like right angles like that.
Yeah.
Because some people go like that, and that's too. Yeah. Now that we have a video we can show, this is just the middle bird.
Yeah.
And my fingers are sort of, you see how they look like a bowling pin a little bit? Yeah. They're like thin at the middle and then wide in the base or something like that.
You worked a union job for like a couple months to get fit, and then you just kept getting your hands stuck in.
I just got my hands thinned.
Right.
backfired. But that's a good looking bird. Oh, that's an attractive guy.
This is what I was excited to get to.
This is his zaddy phase. Yeah, right. Frankly, zaddy. I'm 4 months away from being this man. I'm almost entirely gray. I can't quite pull off the Fu Manchu, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
See, this one makes sense because it's like obviously intentional. Like he thinks this is a thirst trap. Is it doing anything for me? No. But like I think that it is a thirst trap.
Wow. Yeah.
Because he's trying to make it a thirst trap. So that's, I'm going to say yes.
We finally got a yes out of Sally.
I know. Yeah.
You know what?
So sorry.
I'm going to have to agree. It is a thirst trap.
It's a durst trap.
You durst not know about traps. You durst not know about ghee. Oh my God.
God.
Scary. Awful.
And then our last one, here we go. This is classic Durst. Yeah, this classic. Is Woodstock 99.
I can't even power through.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
shaken.
Definitely related to Robert based on this photo.
The last thing his victim saw.
Feels like he's putting a hex on me.
Yeah. For real.
So
no. All right.
I think we did. Yeah, we need not say.
Well, that was Durst Traps.
That was good.
That was good.
Johnny has prepared an amazing segment.
Wow.
That I have been excited for since he touched down at Burbank.
Smart
flew
move.
Flew into Burbank, so
smart
I picked
move.
Him up
smart
on Monday. Johnny, do you need some time? Do we need to vamp? Do we need to wax?
I think that I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, so I also brought a laptop just like Jeff.
Yeah.
A smaller one, though.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much his mini.
his mini.
So,
wait, let me give you a little intro.
This is not a little intro.
What's that?
I've heard this audio before. It's really long.
Right. It goes on too long. But again. It's getting old.
Yeah.
The shtick is getting old.
Yeah.
Too long sounds. Too loud sounds. It's like we're hemorrhaging listeners and advertisers. I know. I'll edit this all out so people don't know how bad things are. Okay.
By the way, the vibe right now is like a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old like want to put on a play for the press. where should we stand? All right, do it. Ready? Just like we rehearsed. Come on. Give me the chord.
Yeah, well, this is the time for laughs. I get it.
I'm all for a laugh. But yeah, I'm all for a laugh. Focus up.
And probably this is not the time for a business deal.
Oh,
but, you're a TikTok star at Sally Dar Griffin, correct? We can agree on that, everybody.
And yeah. I'm somewhat of a star as well on TikTok.
Yeah, 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 but not as big a star as her.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry. Yeah,
half a million.
I'll throw you a half a million.
M.
Yeah, you have half a million fans. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right behind you. 63.
And, 63.
And
1,000 or?
No, just like 63. Oh, it was 62 yesterday, but right. Like 63 today.
Right.
Your dad finally followed you.
Yeah, followed me back. I kept texting him. I'd like to think of myself as a valuable business associate in the realm of social media. My team at my personal company, Pretty Whack Industries, we want to make your fan count even larger. You know what's bigger than 500, half a million?
Tell me.
A million.
Okay, yeah.
And it's going to get that even bigger than that.
Great. You're
like 650,000.
Yeah, that sounds like more.
I audited the platform on my own time. I'm not much of an avid user of TikTok, but to prepare for the segment, I really dive deep into it. And I realized that audio is what makes a tick talk.
Mm.
Explosion.
I'll come up beside it.
Jesus Christ.
I come to you, Miss Griffin, with an opportunity that will change your digital footprint. Does that sound like something that you're interested in?
Of course.
Okay, great. So
instant no.
Really?
Yeah. Holding the computer. We could do sweet greens for lunch instead.
I've created a few different audios, and these are completely original compositions that no one else has heard before up until this point. And I'm giving you Sally Dar Peter Griffin the chance to use the next viral audio in your TikTok.
Okay.
And you're given actual full permission to use this in your future videos and whatever revenue streams that you may have. So let's get right into it. I have lyric cards so viewers can follow along. Mm. Jeffrey,
yes,
can you play Toodle Time?
Let's
so this
do
one's
it.
Called Toodle Time.
Oh, my God.
Toodle Time.
Is this?
Yeah. Toodle Time.
This is
Toodle Time. Toodle Time.
Woo!
That's it?
Well, that's one. That's one.
That's great.
So what do you imagine she's going to use that audio for?
Okay,
what could the TikTok even be?
Okay, hang on.
Could you define a toodle for me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's
you look kind of annoyed, by the way. That was a really natural,
it's already not
obvious,
going well.
Nice question to ask.
So, yeah, I'm sure everybody, even at home, is asking, what is Toodle Time? But that's the beauty of it. You are getting in on the ground floor to imbue whatever kind of definition that you want Toodle Time to be. It could be positive. It could be negative. Not only are you starting a social media trend, I can honestly foresee a Webster's entry for Toodle Time.
Yeah.
We still haven't defined it. You think there's going to be an 8-episode arc about Toodle Time? Like,
okay, fine. What do we think Toodle Time could be?
I don't know. It seems like it's some dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like waltzing down the street or...
yeah, some kind of...
How's that a series?
It can be a series. You just don't... You obviously, when
the
video's there,
what would you do
it.
With Toodle Time?
I guess it's like are we doing like an 8-episode arc? Is that what we're doing
We don't
now?
Have to do an 8-episode arc. You could do a single...
You could do a 10-episode.
Yeah. It could be a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
We're thinking big here.
Yeah.
Amusement park.
Mm. At the very least, we have to get it off the ground. Pilot it.
Do you have other ideas or that was it?
No, there are
I don't
multiple
spend
ideas.
So, okay, yeah.
There's a lot.
Because let's hear them all and then... Because it might... We like the Durst one, we might come back and realize Toodle Time was accidentally the best one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, so you have the freedom to think whatever Toodle Time is going to be. So I went ahead and purchased the domain toodletime.com, T-O-O-D-L-E, time.com for 1 year, which will redirect to your TikTok profile.
Wait, did you actually do that?
Yeah, and this...
No way.
This contract is an agreement... That you
are sweating
that I'm
so
giving.
Much.
He's wearing a wire on mic for some reason.
Wait, this is a real thing?
So, what does that
so
say?
So funny.
Yeah, it's the Toodle Time agreement.
Wait, so what does this mean? What am I signing?
It means
that
I'm giving you full permission to use this word that I've created.
Oh, okay.
In all of your content.
So she signs that and she owns the domain?
Yeah, she also owns the domain. So you can sign at the bottom right there.
That's insane. Wait.
No, that's just the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, just the first
one. Yeah, you know, you should actually read contracts, but in this scenario, yeah. I'm not going to.
Send
yeah.
it to Lev Ginsburg first.
I'll send this. I'm just going to send this clip to my agent and just be like, I signed something live on camera and I don't know what it's at. And she's going to be like,
I think somebody owns my TikTok now.
Yeah. I just signed over all of my rights. That's great.
This is
wow.
in first position now. You can't do TV.
If you're listening, go to tootletime.com yes, and then go to my TikTok and then follow
that's
me.
That's really good. Yeah.
Toodle time is now yours.
All right.
Is okay. that the end
well,
of the road?
That, it can't get better than that.
Okay. So, it's going to get better. my private investigator actually let me know that you're a huge...
Where do you get this money?
You're a huge Carly Simon fan, right?
Of course. Yeah, ride
notoriously.
Or die.
Okay. And you swell sweaters at SDG Knits.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, everyone, these are handmade sweaters. They're great.
Is that the sweater?
This is one of them. I normally do words, but this is a blue dog.
See, look at that. It's great. So let's combine your biggest passions, Carly Simon and sweaters, and make a TikTok audio that's unique to you and you only. I gave the Carly Simon song, Nobody Does It Better, a complete overhaul, and it's going to get the attention of the untapped market of Carly
Simon
fans. I see
where this is going.
You know where this is going.
Yeah.
Jeff, can you play Nobody Does It Sweater? There we go.
Background vocals, harmonies.
Pretty good.
The worst.
Cardboard that's too big to like lift.
We went to Staples last night. Johnny said, I need a few things.
I see. I heard that. Yeah. You're like, you guys want to go to Staples now. And I thought you meant like
Staples
the arena.
Center?
Yeah. But went to an office supply to get that. Yeah.
If I did go to the arena, I would have said crypto.com Stadium.
The crypt.
Yeah. Smart. Who's saying that? Who was that? Who was that singing?
That was me.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounded great.
That
thank
was
you,
very
thank
good.
You.
Yeah. Much better than You Must Not Know About Ghee, of course, but the bar is low.
That can go over any sweater video that you may produce
yeah.
or can be played at a birthday party. You have full permission to do that. It's evergreen and loved by all. So here is a...
No way.
Come on.
You got to be fucking kidding
me. Just add it to the original contract,
just
you
make
fucking
it all
monster.
So
why are you next
making
contract?
Right, of
yeah,
course.
Ask for a fucking
thank
autograph
you.
Every 2 minutes. Sign the next two as well. Yeah.
Right,
and
I
see
I
where
flipped
this is
to
going.
The second page of the first one. He's like, no, just the first one.
So that contract mm-hmm. will give you full licensing and distribution rights for that song.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a parody.
How many more pages? I think there's a few more
it's
pages.
It's a stack. This thing.
Euphoria season 3. You make $1 million.
Right.
And for the next one, I heard one of your TikToks and it had the Kim Kardashian audio of...
They took it off.
They took it off.
Yeah, they removed the audio.
Oh, that's such a shame to hear.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
The
though?
One where she's talking about... you should get your ass up and work.
Right. Okay. So that one stayed, but I made a parody of that they took down.
Oh, no.
TikTok's very loosey-goosey.
I know.
Like,
and it was going viral and I was getting followers. I was like, God damn
there's
it.
Like borderline sex tapes on there. And then like somebody's like, oh, they took down my video saying you might be able to try mushrooms. So let's try this again.
Like, right.
So what's the difference
you might.
Between
yeah,
these
I don't
two
know.
Things.
They took it down. But anyways, keep going.
Yeah. Look, obviously we're talking about it. It seems like it did numbers on your TikTok profile. like it or not, Kim Kardashian is a hot topic, and I like that you use her audio. It's brilliant from a content standpoint.
We get it. She has a good clip. What are you bringing to the equation?
It's not danceable, is what I'm trying to say. It's not danceable. And TikTok
someone
is
talking?
Big for it's not big for dancing. And I can't shake my ass to it, and I shake my ass to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was... I made a sound that gives you the virality of Kim Kardashian with the danceability of Cotton Eye Joe. Jeff, can
perfect.
You play work?
It seems like nobody wants to work these days. Get your fucking ass up and work. Work, 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 and work, 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 work. Get your fucking ass up and work.
Work, work, gotta work.
It's you crip walking to that.
Yeah. The thing is that that would actually go viral.
Yeah, I was thinking.
And like,
that.
I really want to sign that contract.
There we go.
That one is for sale.
I just wanted to show you I could do it.
Yeah, there's not a contract for that.
So yeah, that one's for the girls and the gays. Mm-hmm. Voguing, not optional. Not optional. You got to Vogue.
Okay.
Since we already have your signature for music licensing, this the next contract turns
for your likeness. Yeah. Perpetuity.
Let me be your indentured choreographer for this audio.
I'm sort of a serf.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm signing away my human rights to be a choreographer for this TikTok
My last
audio.
Indentured choreographer didn't work out. This is great
to hear.
Yep. Wow. That one actually was really, like, that would go viral. Truly.
All we need is one influencer.
Yeah.
To make the plunge.
We need That's one beautiful. Sally Dar Griffin.
Yeah.
Great. And now, this is amazing. I'm seeing a lot of solid traction with this partnership already. I'm very excited. I hope you are too.
Yeah.
What if Jeff's like, ooh, we ran out of time before you got to any of this?
Just you can do it next week.
Pitching to
I'm not only thinking of what's going to go viral now. Obviously, Kim Kardashian, 2-3 weeks down the line, she's underwater. She doesn't know. We're not talking about Kim Kardashian anymore.
Not true. She's okay. Evergreen, one of the most famous people in the world.
I'm thinking of future business opportunities and prospects. I can see your name in screens everywhere. Times Square. A lot of screens there. Yeah. No screens.
People usually say
modern
name
age.
Lights,
modern age.
Hollywood. Right. Screens.
In 5 to 10 years, I want you to actually answer genuinely. Where do you hope to see yourself?
Genuinely?
Yeah, genuinely.
I hope to not be relying on the internet as much as I currently have to. Okay. So something in the more quote unquote traditional Hollywood space, whether that's like TV, film, but not fully abandoning the internet. And then also small business of selling my sweaters. Mm-hmm. Be great.
That's great. Yeah. And I'm glad you said that. I want listeners right now to root for you and follow your 5 to 10 year trajectory. And I'm glad you said something that's more traditional. What I have is an idea for a Sally Dar Griffin rock musical.
Oh, right.
That would be a huge hit. It's relating to sweaters. Think Rent, but instead of following the life and times of artists in New York, it's about sweaters.
Oh, perfect.
Pretty easy. obviously, you're going to assist in writing the book, and music and lyrics, and obviously now choreography are going to be for me and my team at Pretty Whack. I put together a demo of a song from that musical. Jeffrey, can you play the final audio? What's the deal with all the freezing air? I need a sweater.
A piece of fabric wrapped around my skin. Ain't nothing better. There we go. No more polos, khakis, and no more shirts. Okay.
It's like next to normal.
Yeah.
Kind of very sexual.
Very, very sexual. I like that.
No more khakis.
Yeah,
no
more
khakis.
You can
wear khakis with a sweater.
Huh?
Never mind.
What? The least of your concerns, I guess.
So as you can see, your end goal can be realized post-haste. I want you to sign the final page, and your plan will be realized with the help of Pretty Whack in 5 to 10 years.
Right.
This is an actual contract from the Cherry Lane Theater.
A 40-day run.
Can I count you in?
Yeah, of
Colby
course.
Calais style?
Yeah.
Great.
My signature's getting progressively less and less legible.
Can you count me in?
Yes, I will count you in.
That was a good reference.
All right. You won't be disappointed. My private investigator will be in contact with you.
I love how you need a PI to do this.
To check the internet.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you for letting me speak.
Oh my God, that was unbelievable, Johnny.
So what did Johnny tell you? Yeah, I'll wait till. What did Johnny tell you when he landed that you're like, this is a great idea?
I just know Johnny as a creative genius.
I see.
I tried not to tell him anything about what was going to happen.
We should say Johnny flew out just for this record
from New York. Yeah. I see.
He's only in L.A. for
Did
this.
Did he know that
Wait,
Sally
is that
was going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Wow, I love the idea of you like thinking of me as you're like landing in Burbank. Very romantic.
That's beautiful.
All right, we have one last segment. Here we go. Let's get a good intro here for it.
Oh my God. Nice.
So this is a plug for SDG Knits. I like to call this segment Niches. Knit Pitches. So I love your stuff. I want to know, A, how do you come up with the sayings or two words or letters or designs? Uh-huh. What's the inspiration for that?
So this one was custom from my friend Courtney, average fashion blogger. She wanted one that said cast me because she's always doing self-tapes, and she thought it would be funny if she like did a self-tape wearing this sweater. So this one was custom.
Did it work?
I don't think it's worked yet. It will, though. She's a star.
It's a very funny idea.
But yeah, this one was custom. But the other ones, I just think, I mean, I like the big letters, and I like them to be like 4 to 5 letters. So there's kind of like a little bit of a...
How long does this take? This is very another one. Impressive.
Yeah, these are great.
Thanks. It depends on how focused I am in general, like a week. I just finished one that took me like 2 weeks.
I would have assumed like a month.
Yeah, Jesus.
No, well, I do it when I like watch TV. So like that. Blindly. Think about how much you watch TV.
Are you mostly looking down when you're knitting, or are you like looking up at the TV and blindly knitting?
It depends. It depends on, I can do it without looking, but like I'm always checking.
Wow.
This one, I literally have, in the same way that people have ideas in their notes for like videos or like tweets, whatever, I have ideas for phrases for knitting. Mm. And like, this one's funny. Like, I think the phrase "tell me when" is hilarious.
Have you sold any of these, or you just have them to show people?
No, I'm in a weird phase. I like to keep some of them for myself. And I'm like, I want to keep that for myself, but I'm starting to sell. So like selling to Courtney, she was the first one I really sold to. And then one I just finished is for my friend named BugGirl200 is her username. And she has a brand called BugGirl200 brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm selling her one because she's like a fellow like fashion girl.
Nice.
So I'm selling to very few people that are like friends. I'm selling to friends first.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Must be hard to come up with these, and I thought that maybe we could add to your list of inspiration.
Okay,
so I've come
please.
Up with a couple bitches, couple niches rather. You did say you like to keep it to 5 to 6 letters, so you might not like
any of these. I can change the pattern, don't worry.
All right. Bruce Mangosteen.
Meaning? Just walk me through that.
Yeah, can we?
Because it's not like spring is a fruit, so I don't understand why you replace spring with mango. Yes.
Bruce Springsteen, but Bruce Mangosteen?
It's quirky. It's irreverent. People are going to look twice at the sweater and be like, where did you get that?
Right.
What is it?
They're going to be accusatory, more like.
How
not
so?
Really curious. Who would buy a Bruce Mangosteen sweater?
Right.
It appeals to nobody. Also, I think they should be on 3 lines, right? Because the steen is almost going to the back of the...
Well,
sweater.
I ran out of space.
Yeah, so she will definitely run out of space because you can actually make it digitally a lot smaller than she can.
Yeah, and obviously you know how to do that. You tilted the text, so you can resize and make it a little bit smaller.
Well, now I'm getting nervous and shutting down because if you didn't like this one, you're not going to like any of these.
Well, actually, Sally didn't weigh in on that one.
Yeah. Okay,
I think it's great. I have a similar idea in my phone. I think it's Stanley Tucci ate my child or something like that.
That's
so
a
like a similar energy makes people look twice. Yeah,
that's funny.
But that's funny. And see, this one is like Bruce Mangosteen.
It's a pun of nothing.
Yeah.
Here we go. Crab Rangoon Afternoon.
Oh, that's good.
That one actually.
I do like that one.
And I do like a Crab Rangoon. So perfect.
So I've been thinking about like drunch alternatives because I've been trying to drink less just for, you know, health. And, you know, and maybe instead of drunch with the, you know, with all the gang on Sunday after a night out, you go out and you just get a couple Crab Rangoons in the afternoon.
That's perfect. That's
good. I like that when you said Crab Rangoon Afternoon, our producer, Casey, had to look up in disbelief at the television screen.
All right, so that one might go. Here we go. Eat lamb, not meat.
Oh, I'm liking this one. I have a cookbook that has a lamb hummus that I want to make.
Yeah.
And so like this is really fitting in with my life personally.
Awesome.
Can I?
And then you can make it out of lamb's wool. What's that?
Well, that's good. My pitch would be eat veal, not meat, because veal is probably the worst kind of meat you can have. It's literally cows that are killed as adolescents.
Right, yeah.
So nobody would actually think that. Right. But that one's good too, eat lamb, not meat. All
right, here we go. It's okay to lease a hat.
You tweeted that one.
Yeah, you did tweet that.
This is also
trying to make it a
Twitter.
How many likes did you get on that?
That one got a kind of like 200.
Okay.
But it is okay to lease a hat.
It is. Well, it's not illegal. It's not bad.
Exactly. It's not against the rules.
You can. Yeah. No, not at all.
You can lease a hat. You can have a fedora that you make monthly payments on.
Right.
And then so this sweater is like you could wear it with the hat that you're renting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personally, this doesn't spark joy for me because it doesn't give me an interesting sentence or sentiment that I want to put out in the world.
So you would Marie Kondo this. You'd get it out of time.
I would say
put it in the to-go box, donate it to somebody who would ever think that this is a good idea. And I think it's just you because you tweeted it and it didn't resonate with anybody, I don't believe.
Right.
200 people.
Well, the only reason 200 people liked it was because they saw Amir's reply to it, which was... So, like, it boosted it a lot more. I think if Amir didn't do anything, interact, it wouldn't have gotten any kind of...
It's like that old... I think it was one of the earliest TikTok. It's like, stop, he's boosting minds. And it's that skinny guy, like, doing that dance. Anyway.
Who's got you smiling like that?
Who's got you leasing that hat?
Leave me to die.
That's good for fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love a fall sweater.
Yeah. Imagine Daniel Craig in that. It'll sound like, it'll look like the new Bond movie.
No
title.
Time, T-H-Y-M-E, to die.
That's good.
All right. There's no crying in Chatsworth.
Huh.
That one is going onto the sleeve.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know where Chatsworth is?
No. Yeah. I'm feeling like I should.
It's it's deep in the valley.
Gotcha.
We shot Lonely and Horny up there.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space over there. And do you know what that's the quote is referencing?
There's no crying in, I don't know.
Baseball.
So the reference is lost, and then also it's at about a place that Sally's never heard of.
Yeah, and it also sounds very similar to where I'm from, Chattanooga. So I'm
Oh, I should have done more research. This whole thing is I should have done
that PI that Johnny had.
You guys did a lot of research, to get more to the than bottom. I thought.
All right, here we go. Offline ceramics.
Oh, that one's good. I know that reference and I'm liking that one.
Yeah.
You have a hat that's like that, right?
Yeah.
Online ceramics?
I almost interned for them in like 2017.
Oh, nice.
Because I was really into tie-dye. And I was living in Fi-Dye. And
you weren't.
I had what's the opposite of a pen? I guess a basement at the U.S. Bank Tower.
You said opposite of a penthouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basement.
I do live in a basement right now. But anyway, I thought that'd be kind of quirky and irreverent.
Yeah, no, I like that one. I mean, I don't own an online ceramic shirt, so this would be a good alternative.
Yeah. You might get a cease and desist, but it'll be worth it.
Probably. I mean, I might get
Daniel!
Oh my God.
Back at it again with the white van!
Somehow it's just like
small
flipping even more.
Small complaint, but you chose the worst color to add on to it.
They do, that's kind of the style of online ceramics, but good note. That's a good
bright
note.
Green on dark gray.
Yeah.
Sucks to see.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. And this might be the last one. Let's see. When's the beef?
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Do you know
like
what
that's
a reference to?
Instead of when, it's where's the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're speechless.
It's good. It's similar to like tell me when, where it's like what is this leading to? Like I don't know who's what would you answer the sweater with? When
you'd probably answer it with crab rangoon after.
Yeah. Right, of course. Yeah,
I just like the asking the wrong question.
Yeah.
That's on the front, crab rangoon afternoon on the back.
When's the beef though?
So I think that's it. Oh, wait, one last one. Is S.E. Cup Zombie?
And this one's losing me.
Yeah, this one's losing me as well.
You know, CNN anchor S.E. Cup?
No, but now I do.
Well, the question is she Zombie?
What is Zombie?
What is Zombie again?
It's like Zaddy.
Oh, yeah.
Every 2 months, Jeff tweets this, or I tell him to tweet it. And you always do.
You
and
do?
And never does well.
I'm going to throw it a like next time.
Is S.E. Cup Zombie? God, that's good stuff.
This just in, Jared Leto, 50, responds to buzz about his youthful appearance. It doesn't matter. I can just end on this, just kind of wax about it if you guys had any thoughts.
It does seem like he's not responding.
That's what I said. I was like, this isn't an article. He didn't get a response. He said words to you in an email.
It doesn't matter. What a scoop!
This is People Magazine. That means like a group of like five editors was like, send it out.
Right.
My impression of this was like the writer just like had a deadline at midnight and was just like, shit, send.
Yeah, it's like Jared Leto 50 responds to his youthful appearance. What? Question mark? That's fine, whatever.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
what's that?
We got it.
We just need a headline. Thanks, Jared. He walking out of a Papa John's or something.
A pop-up John's. That's a pizzeria that's only around for 2 weeks. Have you ever, do you get paparazzo coming up to you?
Oh my God, how famous do you think I am?
I don't know.
No, not at all.
I never go west of the 101, so I don't know what happens.
No, never.
Has anyone asked for a picture with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
When is that going to happen to me?
It's funny though, it happens less in LA and more, like if I'm home in Chattanooga, it happens more. But oh, I think wow. It's because like LA of people ragging, they're just like, oh, whatever.
Your hometown hero.
I suppose.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And we actually wanted to talk to you about that. What are you doing for the community of Chattanooga? Because you have this platform.
No, you don't have to put her on the spot like that.
What are you doing?
They have a meme account that I throw a few likes. I think that's like a really good thing for the community.
That's community service. Yeah.
And frankly, I go back like twice a year.
It doesn't matter.
That's a little
bit. I grace them with my presence and over Memorial Day weekend. And
every
Christmas.
6 months, I grace them with my presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a mission trip to Chattanooga. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, we made it through. We powered through.
That was easy.
Saladar, what do you want to plug? The floor is yours. What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Go.
Yeah. I'm going to plug everything. My name is Saladar Griffin. Find me on TikTok at Saladar Griffin, Twitter at Saladar, Letterboxd for my film bros at Saladar. Instagram at Saladar Griffin, YouTube, Saladar Griffin. You can find me anywhere. No one has my name, so it's very easy to find me. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Also, ToodleTime.com.
Yeah, ToodleTime.com.
No, you gotta go ToodleTime.
Yep. As a forwarding URL for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny, Amir, you guys have anything you're working on? Obviously not Amir, but Johnny.
Okay. Well, you don't have to like, cut him off like that. It was that's kind of rude. But
well, the Reddit show is dead in the water.
Yeah. I was in
the game show is dead in the water.
Development hell, as they say. Yeah. Sort of.
But two pilot seasons have passed. So.
Exactly. These lawyers get involved in everything that slows down.
These PIs get involved. Yeah.
Nobody ever just hands me a contract to sign, you know?
Right, yeah. We can't all be like me.
Exactly.
You can follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. Follow me there. I'm going to be releasing music eventually. Just follow me there. Also, go to Toodle Time. Also, if you need a private investigator, hit me up.
I've got a great rec.
Got a great guy.
Amir, anything?
Two things. One, do you think you'll use that the sweater, the Carly Simon sweater song? Nobody does it, sweater.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why did you
maybe
want
it? Maybe it's a no in the room.
Yeah, what else
is
she going to say?
And then secondly, I wore shorts today. I'm not sure if they're like front and center in the frame. I look forward to seeing what they look like. Casey,
the
do you
first
think
thing Casey said to us when we sat
noticeable.
Down was, and you're wearing pants. Great.
Yeah. I was like, it's a warm day out. I didn't think about the camera aspects of it all. But like now that I imagine what previous podcasts that I shot here, there's a lot of like jeans in it. So like right now it's just going to be bare leg in it. And I'm wondering if that's an issue. Not that I want like every comment to be about that, but if you casually think about it way in below,
yeah,
I could go shorter, longer. I can make sure that I'm wearing fucking jeans next time.
As it gets hotter, it's just going to keep
I could be brown. I can be dude. I can be brown. Let's go. It's a thing from TikTok as well.
Yeah.
I am on TikTok. Thanks for bringing it up. OK Bloomer, which is sort of a pun on OK Boomer. Friend Billy thought of it because I felt old on this.
Chill.
Forget
that
it.
That was a crazy
So yeah, follow me and Sally on TikTok because we're probably going to collab soon. Or
no
I'm going to stitch
yeah,
something.
We should both dance
not.
To his song.
Toodle
yes,
time, baby. Or the work one. I think that one will actually...
Yeah.
The work one,
if we
danced
to that, I think it would go viral.
Yeah.
The work. We'll
nobody
be like,
what is
happening?
You really like the sweater one, man.
I do like it. I like the song and then, yeah.
I can make you a sweater and then you can use the
I was going to ask what your price was for a commissioned piece.
Yeah.
You might not. You probably don't have time.
No. Well, it's like kind of hard because like with Courtney, like she was promoting it. So I was like, okay, well, I won't charge you as much. Yeah. But like they take so long that I'm
it's
like, I can't charge like $100.
Right. It's kind of like an NFT. You should charge crypto because people are like, yeah, what's one Ethereum? It's fine. People are paying you $3,000.
It's hard to charge like a lot though because I'm like, oh, I feel like an asshole. Like no one wants to pay $300 for a sweater.
Or if you charge a lot, then it's like, holy shit, that person can afford that sweater. Like that's how watches work, right?
Yeah.
They tell time just as well. But like, holy shit, that guy has that specific one. So your sweater is like, oh my God, that's a Saladar original. Yeah. Those are like $1,200.
Are there Saladar knit flippers?
Flippers? What do you mean?
They buy from you for $150. They sell for $375.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like Yeezys.
No, I'm not that important yet. Yeah. Right. I don't know. Right now, probably like 200, 300, because I'm like, I sell to friends too. So I'm just like, I'm not going to charge you a bunch.
I think you can upcharge because our audience is a bunch of fucking freak.
If it was a total stranger, I would charge more though, because I'm like, that's my baby. Which my friends, I get to see my sweaters.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I don't have to fully let them go.
Yeah. Well, they upped my credit limit, so I'll drop 250 on an SDG.
Okay.
But
what would yours say?
I think it would, I might have to go.
Probably something rice related. Right?
Oh, rice would be good.
Yeah.
Rhythm of the Rice.
That's
a lot.
I was gonna do Darpool karaoke. Maybe if we have you back on ever, we'll do that.
That would be fun.
I felt too bad making you sing.
I did a cappella in high school, I could say.
You did?
Wow.
That's my friend that I said lives like next door. We did a cappella together.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Shit.
All right. We did it. First episode in the LA studio. Thank you guys so much for watching. Jeffrey James on Instagram, Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, and we'll see you guys again next week. That's Dawes, folks.
Wow.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.